Biden to push same gun controls already failing in Democrat-run cities. By A.W.R. Hawkins on June 23, 2021. A White House fact sheet previewing President Joe Biden's Wednesday afternoon speech suggests he will push for Congress to pass universal background checks and other gun controls that are already failing in Los Angeles and New York. According to the White House, Biden is urging the Senate to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. He is also asking the Senate to pass the universal background check legislation that passed the House of Representatives. New York adopted an assault weapons ban and a ban on high-capacity magazines in 2013 under the auspices of the SAFE Act. They also adopted universal background checks and, in 2019, a red flag law. Yet on May 8, 2021, the Daily Mail noted shooting incidents in New York City are up 83% from last year, and 94% from 2019. California adopted universal background checks in the early 1990s and an assault weapons ban shortly thereafter. The state also has a ban on high-capacity magazines that is being challenged in court, and a red flag law, a 10-day waiting period on gun purchases, and a limit on the number of guns a law-abiding citizen can buy in a given month. Yet on June 3, 2021, Breitbart News noted that murder in Los Angeles County was up 95% compared to where it was at that same time in 2020. During the first 16 days of 2021, South LA witnessed a 742% surge in shooting victims. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @HawkinsHawkins. Reach him at @HawkinsHawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.